Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. Also, a rundown of things we might be able to spot in our dark skies. Turning to the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. So this week's stargazers look out for Jupiter rising in the east shortly after 9 p.m. The moon this week is a waxing crescent, gradually growing brighter towards week's end.
Now, Christopher has something mysterious this week for us. A threat to our dark skies. Is that what it is?
Indeed. Clear, dark skies are precious for stargazers of all kinds. On Hawaii Island, extra steps are taken to ensure the quality of night skies by reducing light pollution from streetlights. But for many stargazers, a new threat has emerged. This threat comes in the form of expanding satellite traffic, starting with the SpaceX Starlink project. Currently, an array of 60 satellites launched into orbit by SpaceX and designed to give planet-wide access to the Internet by providing global satellite coverage. These satellites will allow access to the World Wide Web for many remote communities around the globe.
That sounds like a pretty noble goal, but how is it a threat to the darkness?
Well, satellites can be easily seen with the naked eye on a dark night. They can be very bright and can interfere with images taken from ground-based observatories, and they can spoil a view for amateur astronomers and regular stargazers.
And they can make people think it's a little UFO going by, huh?
Exactly.
But it seems like there's so much junk up there already, and 60 of them doesn't seem like a whole lot. Is this really a threat to the darkness?
Well, SpaceX's plans include launching 12,000 satellites into orbit, and you can bet that other companies are looking to do the same thing as access to space increases and the cost comes down. With so many satellites up there, it's only a matter of time before our pristine views of the heavens start to suffer.
And is there a way around it, Chris? Can they be made to sort of, kind of like they do with the lighting on Hawaii Island, which you mentioned, is there a way to sort of make the satellites more invisible?
Well, unfortunately not, and it's not a very easy problem to solve. Clear, dark skies should be preserved for many reasons, but it will take dialogue with space companies and careful planning to ensure that we keep it that way. With space rapidly opening up, this is a conversation that has to happen sooner rather than later.
A fascinating discussion, Christopher Phillips and Stargazer this week. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.